Now, another hour of Smart Talk, 620 KPOJ, Portland's Talk.
To the hills of Los Angeles, a voice is rising to serve justice. This is the Norman Goldman Show, the home of fierce independence, intelligent dialogue, and passionate logic is right here, right now. Sitting in for Norm, here is Adam Klugman, host of Mad as Hell in America Radio. Heard Saturdays on AM 620, Portland's Talk, KPOJ.
This is Al Pacino sitting in for Adam Klugman. Adam Klugman couldn't make it today, nor could Norm. I'm here doing my Al Pacino somewhere in Portland, Oregon, trying to figure out what the hell is going on in our country. Of course, that's not Al Pacino. This is Adam Klugman sitting in for Norman Goldman. Norm encouraged me to do my Al Pacino, so I'll be trying out my various impersonations here on the show today. There's a little Al Pacino. We might get a visit from Christopher Walken. I might even, Bernie Sanders might even show up. But I, once again, am and honored to be here sitting in for Norm. I am not actually physically in his chair like I was the last time, but I am honored to be here. And wherever Norm is, I hope he's having a great time. He's always doing good political works in the world. And I'm going to be here today. I'm going to be here tomorrow. And then next week, next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And the overarching theme I'm going to be working with is kind of paradigm shifts. I'm really kind of sick and tired of the political minutia, aren't you? I mean, at some point, it just becomes gossip. Like what we're seeing over the payroll tax debacle. I find myself using that term a lot, debacle, and then it was the debt ceiling debacle, and it's always a debacle, isn't it? It's because, like, our political system is a debacle. It's a debacle. I don't know how to call it anything other than a debacle. And it's kind of beyond just broken. It's a little bit insane. And that's where we're in trouble. Because it's beyond just like, okay, we need to fix the system. We've got lunatics running the asylum. I mean, I've come across at least three news items lately that really freak me out. And quite honestly, I don't even know which one to choose first. I mean, there's this, I don't know, last week, remember the Ron Wyden, Paul Ryan, let's destroy Medicare with a bogus public option plan, which is so disturbing for so many reasons that it's hard to even know where to start on that much. I mean, what the hell is Ron Wyden even doing talking to a guy like Paul Ryan about healthcare? I mean, sure, you know, you pass him in the hall, give him a nod, a wink. Hell, give him a pat on the ass in the men's room for all I care. But do not make a plan to, quote, save Medicare with this guy. Because this is the same Paul Ryan that told everyone that Social Security was a Ponzi scheme and that the best plan was to take all the money out of the Social Security Ponzi scheme and hand it over to Wall Street, the home of the original Ponzi scheme.
My plan offers workers now under 55 the option of investing one-third of their Social Security payroll taxes into personal retirement accounts managed by the Social Security Administration but owned by the individual. These benefits would become your property. The government can't raid it, and you'd be able to pass on your nest egg to your children.
Right. Your nest egg. You know where it is. It's right next to your 401k, you know, the one that doesn't exist anymore. You know, just to the right of your pension, the one that got raided by corporate marauders. Hey, I have a great idea. Let's hand them trillions of dollars in cash that we use to safeguard our elderly. I'm sure they'll keep it snug and warm. I mean, I want to believe that Ron Wyden knows better, right? Don't you? But here's the thing. Maybe that is just a completely naive, unrealistic assumption. Because the truth is, he's doing it. And Democrats do this all the time, and it's why we get so mad as hell at them. Because I remember singing this very same lament just a few weeks ago when Carl Levin, a Democratic senator from Michigan, a senior Democratic senator from Michigan, partnered with John McCain to reinsert a provision in the upcoming National Defense Authorization Act, which would allow the executive branch and specifically the president to imprison anyone they deemed a, quote, terrorist without representation, without due process, indefinitely, with no oversight or transparency whatsoever. I mean, this provision is not a slippery slope. It is a giant leap off the cliff that splatters onto the craggy coast of East Germany circa 1978. Because if we are even seriously considering bills like this, much less getting leadership from senior Democratic senators on it, we've got a much bigger problem. See, this isn't a headache. This is a cancer so deep and so embedded and so virulent that we need to get very serious about defending ourselves. Now, note, I did not say run out into the streets in our fatigues and arm ourselves. Personally, I don't even own fatigues. I said defend ourselves. We must defend our civil liberties. We must defend what's left of our free society. I don't know exactly how to do that, but the point at which the government can grab anyone, anywhere, for any bogus reason, and lock them away indefinitely, all under the aura of legality, then it's game over. Now, I'm not saying we will be grabbed. I'm saying we can be grabbed. But here's the crazy thing about can happen. It is usually very shortly followed by does happen. And in fact, there is a strong case to be made for already happening, and that this is just a codification of what we are living right now. And I bet if you ask Private Bradley Manning, he'd tell you a story about how it's already here. But you see, the rabbit hole for me goes even deeper, because there's a common theme here, because I could make another connection to a recent set of very serious bills in both the House and the Senate, where all that is needed to shut down a website is a registered accusation of copyright infringement with the Justice Department. An accusation, and the JD pulls the plug. See, but those bills are very scary too. They are SOPA and PIPA, which essentially allow the Justice Department to seize control of the internet under cover of defending intellectual property laws. So for me, I'm not a lawyer, Norm's a lawyer, but for me, what happens when we blend the intent of these three bills, SOPA, PIPA, and the National Defense Authorization Act? You see, they all have one thing in common. They grant legal authority to instantly remove individuals from the system or immediately shut down the means of production based on what? Accusations. No Miranda rights, no proof, no due process, no jury of your peers, just accusations. Big Brother blinks at you, and poof, you're gone. So here's where my thinking goes. Right to occupy. I mean, the spring Occupy is going to be huge. You guys know that, right? I mean, we didn't go home like it was Burning Man and sleep it off. We are organizing in huge numbers. We are going to be better, bigger, smarter, and more well-organized than ever, and they know that. And right now, we still have freedoms that allow us to keep organizing. So, they must devise a way to limit those freedoms, right? Well, what better way than to have the power to shut down the internet and grab people off the streets without due process? Well, there's no better way, unless, of course, you're Syria and you have no compunction about gunning people down in the streets. So now is the time for all of us to get out our tinfoil hats. I agree, and I encourage you to do so, but let's resist the temptation to spin the propeller, because this isn't really conspiracy stuff. I mean, we've got prominent Democrats leading the charge to strip Americans of their civil liberties. We've got Ron Wyden, a liberal senator from the great state of my beloved Oregon, having a friends with benefits relationship with Paul Ryan, and they want to have a menage with our Medicare system. So can somebody please tell me what the hell is going on here? Because it looks to me like the system is not just broken, but as I said, completely out of its mind, like it is one giant pornographic power party thrown by narcissistic money junkies who are so scared of what they see out happening outside the asylum that they feel compelled to defend themselves. And while it's true they are crazy, they are also cunning, and they will do whatever it takes to keep the system from turning over. But it must turn over, because our entire system needs to be redemocratized at this point. I mean, it must be absolutely clear to anyone paying attention that it is no longer a matter of electing the right president or the senator, because that is not where the problem really is, because the problem really is with a feudal economic system that has consumed our democratic system. And if we want real change, not the BS that BO was selling in 2008, we need to reach deeper than politicians and grab the uber-moneyed ruling class by their big, fat portfolios and throw them out on their butts. So how do we do that, though? I mean, do we just walk into the big house and say, I'm sorry, you're all fired, we're taking over? And even if we succeeded, what happens then? Do we hold new elections? Because if my predicate is true, then is it going to be the French Revolution? God, I hope not. But one thing is for sure. We have to do something radical, because there is no point anymore in tinkering with increments of this broken democracy. We need a complete turning over of the existing power structure, a literal revolution, as in one full circle. Because quite honestly, I don't see any other way. Do you? I mean, I don't mean to get too heavy here. But if we're really honest with ourselves and each other, and we look at the clock that is ticking on the global climate change, we have to look this plutocratic beast square in the eye and say we need change now, because our survival depends on it. So that's what I want to talk about this today. How do we accomplish this changing of the guard in a way that is nonviolent, but so utterly non-cooperative that we cannot be overcome? How do we show up with so many numbers and with such unassailable demands that we cannot be turned away? And when we arrive, how will we ensure that we don't get corrupted like everyone else? So here's my question. Is it possible to arrive on that magnificent day of change with so much righteous humanity in our hearts, with so much justice blowing at our backs, and with so much history driving us forward, that we accomplish more than a political change? We accomplish a change of mind so clear, so beautiful, that nothing will ever be the same ever again. I want to talk to you about this. The numbers here are 1-888-321-6001. I'm Adam Klugman, sitting in for Norman Goldman. This is the Norman Goldman Show, the place where justice is served. Your calls are next.